Right, I think we're back. So we're just enjoying our little break song there.
So it's not, you know, sometimes it's super meaningful. Sometimes it's like, not at all. So, but it's kind of letting go of what does it have to be? What are the, you know, what's the purpose? Oh, the purpose was to show something about improvisation and show limitations. So worked within that frame.
Mm.
This conversation, we have certain boundaries. We talked about, oh, improvisation and the flow state. Okay. And we knew we wanted to spend some time breaking each of them down. And we knew that we'd just like have some free time to like talk about our own, our connection with each other and dance. And so it's an improvisation. We haven't set any of this, but we've set the boundaries for it.
Yeah.
So there's a containment that's always true for improvisation. We always need to know some sense of edges, or else it's crazy making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then it's like,
yeah. And now doesn't that plays into life in general, right? It's like, oh, we live in America. If you're listening in America, you know, like the land of the free, you know, and we can have all this freedom, but you know, there's still a containment within certain parameters. You know, you can't just, drink wherever you want, go to the bathroom wherever you want. You know, you can't just go in the store and shoplift something. You know, there are still parameters in which you have to function within this world. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just go say necessarily whatever you want to your boss or, you know.
Well, one of the things that's so interesting about improvisation as a way is we start to notice the way we're programmed too, and start to be able to deconstruct some of that.
Yes.
Of like, oh, you know, they're like, what would I say to my boss? Well, I don't have a boss. Why not? Why have I chosen the path of entrepreneurship? Because like, it's important to me to have the ability to create this and this and this. It's more important to me than the stability of having a boss. That said, if I, you know, reach a point where it's not working, I might go back and work at a restaurant or go get a teaching job or whatever, you know, where I would have other constraints.
Right.
We get certain things given by the constraints, like, oh yeah, we'll give you a paycheck, 60 grand a year to do this. You know, without that, we have to create the structures for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Improvisation is like this play into what programming am I accepting and for what?
Right.
Like, that's what I see as one of the big medicines of improvisation. And I see improvisation as medicine. And like, I teach a fundamental practice I teach of connecting with the ground is like, what is the basic improvisation with how we move our bodies? The core constraint, which is also a core benefit, is gravity. You know, so we're always resisting hitting our heads on the ground. Like, it's astounding that we don't fall and crack our heads open and die on a regular basis. And it almost never happens.
Yeah.
Because we're so attuned to how to take care of this very delicate skull.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't even think about it.
Yeah.
But you get down on the ground, get yourself outside of gravity or like in a different relationship to gravity where you can't hit your head, your head's already on the ground, the nervous system go to a completely different state. That's why we sleep there. We don't sleep standing up because we get our heads on the ground.
Right.
So it's like this fundamental piece of medicine. One of the things I teach is how to roll around on the ground in a way that teaches our body to heal itself.
Mm.
And it we get in that relationship with the earth to get the basic lesson, I am supported.
Hmm.
It's not an affirmation, it's an experiment.
Yeah.
Am I supported? I'm supported. Hmm. And then we can move within that and it like rewires the nervous system.
Yeah.
If you're not stuck being bored, because it can also be super boring, it can also be super scary. Like when I teach some people to do this, it's like so scary to feel, because we can feel down there, we're not going to hurt ourselves. If you've spent your life kind of not quite feeling your body, you get on the ground and start feeling, it's all overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And people will just fall asleep. You know, it's like, give me a way out.
Yeah. Yeah, I find that we relate in that way because I help the same with my clients as well, like how to deprogram and improvise in your day to day to reprogram those internal thoughts, you know, that nervous system, you know, if it's a high stress, low stress, whatever that is, you know, in relating to emotional trauma, right? Yeah. Right? Because I feel like some of our emotional trauma that's been programmed into us is a programming that doesn't allow us to improvise, right? In the moment, to get into that flow state, because it's so subconscious and embedded in there that we're completely
We think we're so conscious, right? And it's like the very tip of the iceberg, most of which is underwater.
Yeah.
Most of who we are and what we're doing, we don't see. Not at the conscious level.
Yeah, and I find even as I talk to a handful of my clients that it's, you know, I get into this, mine isn't laying down, but, you know, I have them sit in easy pose, you know, close the eyes, take some breaths, listen to my voice as I guide you through this thing, and having them trying to feel the body, right? Connecting with the shoulders, connecting with the heart, connecting with the belly, whatever it is, and trying to notice and see that tension. Where is their tension? Where is their tightness that is occurring in the body? And I'm astonished that the percentage of people I've worked with have no idea. They're like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, what do you mean you don't know? So, you know, I've had to like evolve myself and like, okay, well, how do I coach this? How do I have someone to get to that point to feel themselves, to relate to their body, right? And it's like, wow, I just thought it was so normal, right?
Right. It's hard to imagine not having once you have it. And it's hard to imagine having if you don't have it. Like before I started dancing, and I started dancing at 20, I had no concept of coordination or feeling my body. And even when I started dancing, and, you know, I'd be trying to learn choreography, I'm like, it's so hard to remember. Well, the reason it was so hard to remember is because I didn't have a map. So I really couldn't conceive of like, the arm does this and this and this, you know, like I couldn't do that. Not because of like, it wasn't like, I thought it was like memorizing numbers, 3, 1, 4, 7, 2, 3, 1, 4, 7, 2. But I have a concept of that. I didn't really have a concept of the places my arms could go because I didn't know where they were in space. Like the difference between here and here, you know, I didn't know that yet. I teach oftentimes when I'm teaching dance classes, I love to teach this movement, reaching forward with one elbow and the other. I find most people can't do it because people will come out here and they'll be doing this, or like, because learning where our body is in space is a different kind of knowledge than most of us have ever been taught. Mm-hmm. And sports are great, but that's still very, like, it's one vocabulary.
Right.
But actually just working with the body, what is it to have the elbow in front of the shoulder? And you got it right away. But like, what is it to have the elbow in front of the shoulder and then move it forward and back? You know, like if you're watching, try this. It's like, it takes a coordination in the ribs to even be able to do it.
Yeah.
And usually people end up out here. That's what I've noticed. In that move, it's not like that move is that special or anything. It's just one of those things where I've went, God, wow, there's something there that most of us don't even have it's not something we learn in our culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's our birthright if we want to learn it. It's not like anyone would be prevented from learning it. It's just
totally
one of those pieces.
Yeah, I find that as well as with the belly. A lot of people and move the belly, and they're like, that's so difficult for them. I'm like, wow, okay, we've got more work to do. How do we improvise in this moment to find that presence, to connect with the muscles, to connect with the digestive system, to bring in that flow,
moving in flow for 2 hours, and something crazy and magical happens that's really kind of indescribable.
Yeah,
like people do it and they're like, I had no idea. Watching it doesn't have quite the same effect.
Yeah.
It just kind of looks like a bunch of people bopping around doing their thing. It's great. But it's like you do it and there's the consciousness shifts, the experience happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's all these different ways of achieving a flow state. You can jump out of a plane. You can, take psychedelics. You can have sex. You can repeat mantras. You can, drive a motorcycle. There's innumerable ways. You can do breath practices. Yeah. You can,
Totally.
You can move your belly. There's so many ways.
Go on a hike. Go camping.
Totally. Yeah. Look into the eyes of someone you love.
Yeah, absolutely. Some stargazing, as they call it. Yeah, I love that. It's funny you talked about water, because just before our show came up, I went out of town and I was hanging out at the beach and just looking at the vastness of the ocean and how ever flowing that is. And then I was like, wow, we're so expansive. And then it brought me back to like this practice that I teach people how to meditate and pray to the water, because that is a one connecting element for every single creature and being that lives on this planet. So when you drink your water, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? What message are you putting out there into the world, into the collective consciousness? Because that does affect us. It goes back into the sewer, goes back into the river, goes back into the ocean. We drink it again. And it's this cycle, right? It's this cycle. And that is the ever flowing state, right? I'm sure I've noticed like certain places that I'm at when I drink certain water, I have a totally different vibration. I have a totally different feeling that if I'm not aware of it, can at times slightly knock me out of my flow state of being in my presence, because I feel the energy of that city I'm in. LA is a great example of that. It's just so, all over the place. So many different elements and so many different people and this hustle and this grind. And, it's just insane. Like the energy there, and I notice I shift and I change. I'm like, whoa, that's interesting. I go to Boise, Idaho, and I'm like, everything's a little slower here. It's a little more calmer here. It's more peaceful. And, so what is that message that you're putting out into the world? What's your flow that you'd like to put out and then also receive back? That reciprocal energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the mirror of it, right? It's like the one of my teachers says, the face you present is the face you receive. It's really like checking in here at the heart. Like what energy? We were talking earlier about, I've got to go in 10 minutes, pick up my son and blah, blah. It's like, wait, what energy do I really want to attend to?
Mm-hmm.
Come from that intent. And it's what I hear you saying with the water. It's like, what do I really want to drink? What's the prayer of this sip?
Yeah.
And all the wisest people I've met are always like, life is prayer. Like live every moment.
Right.
In the prayer.
Yes.
Because then our attention, our intention, our in flow with, this next action.
Love it. Love it. I think that was the great cherry on top there. All right. We have one more break to do together. So continue to stay tuned. And we'll come back and just kind of wrap up these ideas of what improvisation and flow state is. And we'll just talk a little bit more about that. And come back again, if Matthew, if you have any giveaways or anything, we'll reannounce those or any events coming up. All right, stay tuned.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on transformationtalkradio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Are you tired of waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for hanging in there. It's been such a great talk so far. I feel very filled with joy and fulfillment in this moment as we talk about improvisation and flow state. So I know Matthew had something he wanted to share with us.
Oh, your mic just went out in the wind. No. You know what? I'll talk for a minute while the wind's going, and I'll just bring up this thing we talked about. So we got talking about flow state, right? And this one piece I wanted to bring in is phrasing. And phrasing is about time. So everything happens in a phrase. So like the wind came up, right? And Asher had to, like, in a certain amount of time, this thing changed. That's not the best example. A breath is such a great example of phrasing. Like, take a breath and notice that it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And there's like chapter markers. There's like the top of the breath, you know, when you've taken the full inhale, and the bottom of the breath when you've taken the exhale. There's all the sensations of expansion and sensations of condensing inside of one breath. And so then there's also, you know, the amount of time that the show took, or the amount of time of just one part of it, or the amount of time of a whole lifetime. Everything has a beginning, middle, and an end. This show will be over in like 8 minutes. So the phrasing, when we're talking about flow state, like, sometimes we can get so sucked into the idea we have to hold on to it. But really what we're looking for is, how do we lengthen the phrase maybe a little bit? But it has to end. And then it has to become something new. And so if we're trying too hard to be in flow, or trying too hard to manipulate a flow, then we can't necessarily notice just, well, what's now and what's now. And that's the link to improvisation, right? The being present, the sensing in the moment. And to do that, we have to be present with the phrasing of time. We have to be okay with the fact that it's going to end. Mm-hmm. And notice when that's happening. And it's a new beginning. Then we get to go into the new beginning.
Yeah.
So it's true in every motion. It's true in every relationship. It's true in every breath. The ongoingness is phrased.
Mm.
It expands, it condenses.
Mm. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I totally felt that last year when we did our Ecstatic Dance Campout Retreat. I'm in this flow state in improvisation with connecting with all these new human beings and loving that. And then, you know, the weekend's over and it's ending, you know?
Yeah.
But instead of feeling like sadness or sorrow or disconnect, like how do I continue to bring that energy into the next moment, into the next day, and share that energy with other people? Share that joy with other people. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what flow state means to me, like staying in that state of joy, in that state of connection with one another, and just allowing for whatever occurs to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is what it is, you know, as it's so cliche to say, but like, you know, as is
love. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything has a start and an end, a middle and an end. Yeah.
And then the rebirth,
the rebirth,
you know, on to the next,
yeah.
Which is so scary, because what if it's not as good? What if it's not as pleasant or whatever? And yet, I guess what I'm finding more and more as I let go into it is, what if it doesn't all have to be good? What if it's okay that I find myself not as happy or not as comfortable or whatever, like to know that that will change too. To like, even in sadness lately, I'm finding this like, oh, there's the energy moving. Oh, okay. That piece, because it can be so easy to want to just hold on to the joy. And then this is where I go, maybe the flow state is just letting it move through me, not trying to get more joy, which sometimes I can do.
Right.
But it seems to just arise more smoothly if I'm not controlling it quite that much. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah. Like, and I think that's a great ending note to say that. Just letting go of control. And just being okay with whatever the end result is for whatever the situation may be. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a windy day.
It is such a windy day. I am so sorry, you guys.
All we can do is go with it, right?
It's going to be insane. Next podcast, I'll be somewhere in a different location to avoid all this construction and outdoor elements. But I'd love to give us each a chance to share what's coming up for us. So I'd like to, for one, if anyone felt a connection, felt that spark, and feels like they want to take inspired action, I offer anyone who's listening to the replay, to the live, a complimentary clarity call, just to help you see what's either stopping or preventing you from taking that next step forward in whatever that is, for health, job, family, career, anything of the sort. And also keep your calendars open. So February 16th, 17th, and 18th, I'm going to be doing a 3-day live event in my Facebook group called Sacred Attunement Community. And in that 3-day live, we're going to talk about love, alignment, and abundance. What does love mean? What does alignment mean? And what is abundance? And how can we activate more of that in our lives? And how does that affect our connections with each other, our jobs, our family? And how can that help to help us to obtain our goals that we're working so hard for? Right? Because that's human, right? Humans are always on to the next thing. How can I evolve? How can I become greater? You know, like, what's the next thing to achieve? I think it's just part of humanity. Like so I want to help you do that in the best way, easiest, graceful way possible. So again, Sacred Attunement Community, February 16th, 17th, and 18th. Stay tuned for the time. Just pop into the group and you'll see the time that it occurs. Matthew, is there anything that you would like to share?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be holding Brave Space, which is my group workshop, up to 12 people here in Boise for a weekend. I believe in getting together and feeling our bodies in a space. And so it's play, touch, heal, the mysteries of the body and connection. And so that'll be, the next one's February 25th, 27th. There'll be another one in March. They'll be ongoing. So you can find me at bravespace.soma.works for that. And then my general website, soma.works, you can book a time to talk to me. You can also do that from the Brave Space page there. You can apply and we'll talk, because I want to talk to anyone who wants to be here. It's kind of part of the interview process.
Awesome.
And yeah, is there anything else that I have to share on that level? I write a blog and you can sign up for that at either of those pages as well.
Yay. Yeah. And if you happen to, so just submit a form that you heard Matthew on the podcast, and I'd be more than happy to connect you with him, or vice versa. So sacredattunement.com if you misplace what he said at all, or maybe didn't hear it. So just know there's multiple ways to connect to both of us. So thank you, Matthew, for joining me today. I really appreciate your presence with me and going into this beautiful conversation. So it was a joy. Thank you.
Yeah, and an honor here as well, and a pleasure. And it's just always good to connect with you. So how fun to let other people in on it.
Yes. All right, I love you all so much. I hope everyone has a beautiful weekend. It's Friday, the 21st. It's a Jupiter day, so go ahead and let yourself expand and grow in whatever way you see fit or however that comes about. So blessings to you all until next weekend, or next 2 weeks from now, sorry. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on transformationtalkradio.com. Give yourself the gift of a vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle. For more information on mastering your spiritual growth or to connect with Asher, visit sacredattunement.com. Again, that's sacredattunement.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.